We were just talking about the different views of it based on the time of day, how the shadow travels around, as well as time of year, whether the fountain is on or not, how it looks under snow cover, how it looks with brightly colored leaves around it.
There's nothing I dislike more than a fountain that visually doesn't work in the wintertime.
Right, right.
So that was key to this for a winter piece. And we have probably 5 months that we use water.
Or less.
But as you see here right now, there is the reverse of a shadow. It has its own shadow system,
yes.
But there is a reflected leaf tracing itself against the shadow area.
As it falls, as it goes around,
and it's moving. Mm-hmm. So all of those things, and when that happens on snow,
right.
It's even more brilliant
right.
than it does here as a bright line within a shadow area.
The other thing I think people really notice, because it's probably the most eye-catching, and maybe for some who didn't even know this park was here, it's how they enter into it, is the light element of Spirit Tree. So could you talk a little bit about how the light element comes into the whole plan?
Well, at the time of the first competition on this piece, I was engaged in some major public sculptures that had presence in the daytime. And again, I don't like to lose something like winter and
right.
No water. At night, I don't like the sculpture to disappear. So mm-hmm. let it transform itself into a light piece.